All right, guys, you are locked into the Praise the Clock Show this fantastic morning. I hope you're good. I hope you're great. Trust that you are doing good. So today, like we promised you, we will be chatting with someone whose song we have been playing for a while. And I can almost call her a cherubim, but we'll get to that just very shortly. So we're going to be going straight to the phones this morning to chat with a Nigerian music minister whose song was dedicated to worship, dedicated to ministering in music. She has been doing music for quite a while, and we will be talking about her latest record, the Cherubim Song, and maybe one or two other things, all right? So let's get straight to the phone lines this morning as we connect to Adenike Boluwade. Good morning!
Good morning! Thanks for having me today. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Such a pleasure. Such a pleasure. So we're going to talk about your latest single, The Cherubim Song. But just before we get to that, how are you doing? How are you really doing?
I'm doing great. I thank God for His faithfulness. And I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastically well. Glory be to God.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you. Okay, so let's talk about your song, your latest song, for a moment. Now, let me be honest with you, right? The first time I saw... Okay, no. Let's talk about the cover art first. Or when I first heard your song, the first thing that came to my mind was Revelations. I mean, the book of Revelations right now, because, I mean, the book of Revelation is not one of those books in the Bible that people read a lot, you know, but I know you get to, there's a lot about the cherubims when you read the book of Revelation so well. So in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to have a chat with you someday to find out what really brought about that, because it's some kind of heavenly context, if I can put it that way. So the cover art also shows that, I mean, you're looking like an angel in that cover art. So tell me, what inspired that?
Okay. I've always been asking God to give me... to show me how it's been done in heaven. We do pray that as it is done in heaven, so we do on earth. Yeah. But to bring it to a practical sense, I prayed and I asked the Holy Spirit to show me how it's been done in heaven. I really want to join them, not just saying it. I want to join them. I want to know how it feels like to worship, to adore the creator of the universe. So I was directed by the Holy Spirit to Revelation chapter 4. So I studied that book very well. And through the help of God, I was able to write a song. The 24 elders casting their crowns, worshiping God, exalting Him. And He reciprocating by rising from His rest and joining them to worship Himself. And we have four creatures crying, "Holy, holy, holy, thou art worthy to receive all praise and honor." So this revelation brought about the Cherubim Song. And I tried giving it another title, but I couldn't, because that's exactly what it entails, the Cherubim Song, how it's been done in heaven, how it's been done in heaven. That's the revelation behind the song.
Wow.
That is it. And to the glory of God, I was able to, I only gave my producer, Godwin Omoba, I only gave him an idea of what I wanted. And he, through the help of the Holy Spirit, he was able to translate it to, into music, a good music. It's not about the skills, it's not about anything, but he was able to make something out of it through the help of the revelation given to him as well. So practically, the Cherubim Song, it's all about the throne of grace, the throne in heaven, how things are being done there. Right. Yes. So, and the cover, like you said, we have to interpret what we are singing. So like you rightly said, some people actually thought maybe I'm from TNS. No,
yeah, because of the white, but, you know.
I just have to interpret what I'm singing for people to understand exactly where I'm coming from.
Wow.
That's what brought about the cover, yes.
Wow, that's quite an interesting insight right there. And somebody's listening to the show this morning and saying, oh, man, I've been reading the book of Revelations for so long, like I don't really understand it. How is she able to get into, tap into all of these insights? So tell us, is there getting into the space where you were able to like download this revelation, was there any activity you had to do? Were you praying? Were you fasting? Were you locked up in some exile on one mountain, or was it just a vision? How did you receive this?
Before you can receive the depth of God, you have to be deep.
Mm.
So I would say that I got this revelation when I was alone in God's presence. I usually observe this quiet time with God, no distraction, just me and Him alone. So from there, I was able to, you know, get through to His heart and what his intentions were. So practically the cherubim song was gotten from my quietness, my being alone with Him, my communion with Him. Yes.
Fantastic.
You can't get such a song or something similar to that, maybe just writing or maybe getting it from elsewhere, but you have to get connected.
Personally.
You have to get connected to the right source and the right intention, the right attitude, the right timing, and all.
Wow. Fabulous, fabulous stuff right there. Now let's talk about the listeners of the show right now, or those who are listening to your music. Yeah, I know there's the personal worship to God, and now that you have put it in a song, I'm thinking to myself, how should we, as Christians, as creations of God, how should we interpret your song to our everyday lives? How can we interpret the cherubim song to affect our daily activities as Christians?
Well, what I would say is just be sincere to yourself and be the real true worshiper. True worship comes directly from the heart. If you allow yourself, get deep with God, because the Bible says deep calls unto the deep. You can't just get a revelation as this, maybe by mere religion or no. You have to get connected to the right source. You have to be deep. Bible says those who worship Him must do what? Worship Him in spirit and in truth. Be truthful to your worship. Be sincere. Go to God with a heart of sincerity. That's just it.
Wow.
When your heart is connected to God directly, truthfully, then it's very easy for you to get through to the right, to the mind of God, what He really wants, the right food that He really wants you to offer Him.
Yeah.
Just get deep, be sincere, and be truthful to your worship. That's all.
But truthful to your worship. I like that. I like that. All right. So some people are hearing your name for the first time. Some people don't even know that you have been doing music for a very, very long time. I mean, the little birdie tells me that you've been doing music for what now? For way over 20 years. So 23 years. So tell us a little bit about your music background and what you have been up to in the last 20 years.
Okay, well, I've been singing like my grandma. She's late now, but I remember her telling me that I've been singing way back in my childhood days. But and this reserved type, I usually keep to myself a lot. Okay. So people hardly, you know, it's very hard for you to know that this person has this ability and all that. But right. officially, I joined a choir. I joined Redeemed Choir in 1997. And that was how I got exposed. I was in a lorry then. Choir thing, worship and all that, choir, basically. And I released an album in 2003, The Beautiful City then.
Wow.
So, and since then I've been a church girl, so to speak. I've been doing my thing in the church, in the studios, and some outings. Yes, some outings. I go for outings, worship ministry, and basically worship ministry.
Right.
And, well, yeah, I guess it's time. This is just a better time for me to push out a bit. Yes.
Great stuff. We're excited about this, and we know that there's so much more still to come from this. So before I let you go, I'd like to just tap into some insight on what you are planning. The Cherubim Song is out now. Is there anything you want people to look out for from Adenike Boluwade?
From Adenike? Well, just look out for a beautiful song by December, maybe Christmas song.
Oh, wow.
I'm trusting God for a Christmas song, yes.
Wow.
Trusting God for that.
Oh, great. Yes. Fantastic. Fantastic. We are here and we are all for it. We're ready for it anytime it drops. I want to say big, big thank you to you for being a part of the show today. It's been so great, especially sharing insights about the Cherubim Song. I mean, I definitely will have to give that a read again. Revelation chapter 4, right?
Yes.
Chapter 4. I will give that a look. And definitely, everybody who's plugged into the show right now, I challenge you to go read that chapter, Revelation chapter 4, and then listen to the Cherubim Song after. And maybe you will get some more insights to it. Thank you once again for being our guest on the show.
Thank you too.
All right,
thanks,
man.
Thanks for having me.
Such a pleasure. Have a wonderful rest of the week.
And you too. Right.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
It's so easy to listen to Praise World Radio, Africa's number one online gospel radio station on the go. Simply whip out your phone, go to your app store, search for Praise World Radio. Download the app, now install, that's it. Launch the app to tune in anytime by tapping the icon. Guess what? It doesn't even burn your data. With less than 15 MB, you can stay tuned for 1 hour. Isn't that cool? You can also enjoy lots of interesting features by navigating the app. So, what are you waiting for? Download the Praise World Radio app today.